Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm going to begin at verse 6 and probably take us through verse 11. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound in you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad this gift to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, January 14th, 2022. And Pastor Jason, as you know, for I don't know, a long period of time now, I begin with usually just one verse of Scripture, but as I was so impressed and blessed and encouraged the last few days when I've been in Springfield signing thank you letters and all the generosity and the servants and the helpers and the volunteers, I just thought I was going to read a portion of this, and then I thought, well, I got to back up a little, build some of the context, and oh, I really like that verse, and so I ended up reading a whole section out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And it begins with saying, sowing generously. And the thought I wanted to convey, not only just the appreciation for all the listeners, but the volunteers and the staff here in Springfield. I spent all Wednesday. I got here at about 9:30. I began signing thank yous at 10 in the morning. And then I ended up staying in a hotel room, but I think I continued signing all day into the afternoon. I stopped for a little pizza break, but I think at midnight I finished signing. Then I was back Thursday morning and all day signing the rest of them and writing notes and meeting up with volunteers. And I was just so impressed by all the donors that are helping fund this radio ministry and allowing us to lift high the name of Jesus. But I thought how their investment, their funds, their volunteer efforts are sowing righteousness, because we get to proclaim that through the many hosts and the music and just the ministry work that we do. And so it's this great team effort. But I wanted to do a few shout-outs, because like Karen Smith, she heard an announcement on the air, we needed help, came in. She worked into the evening on Wednesday night and then came back on Thursday and helped again. Peggy Meyer, one of our board members, drove in all the way from Philo and spent Wednesday, you know, up until about 5 o'clock, 5:30 helping. And then Paul and his wife, Carolyn Eastvold, Paul's our like super volunteer. He's compared to Herb, the radio servant for Great News Radio. He's the WLUJ Family of Stations Volunteer of the Year. He's here 5 days a week, usually 8, 8:15, 8:30. He rolls in, he answers phones, he does mail, data entry. Well, he stayed on Wednesday a number of hours and invited his wife to come volunteer. So Carolyn was here like all day too on Wednesday, and then Paul again, obviously on Thursday, he was here and helped for a number of hours. We had one volunteer come in. His name was Handy Mike. I don't know what his last name was, but he said, hey, I heard the announcement on the air, I can volunteer. And I said, well, I'm holding up things because they can't move forward till I finish signing and writing the notes. And so we are at a point where, come back in a couple hours and maybe I'll have enough signed. Well, the volunteers were able to keep up with me. So he came back again, and I said, now tell me again what you do. And he said, well, I'm Handy Mike. I do storm cleanup, painting, tree trimming, you know, gutter cleaning, all kinds of repairs. And I said, hey, do you do anything like electrical? And he says, yeah, I've done outlets. I do whatever. I said, well, the WLUJ sign, you know, I think the ballasts are bad or some of the lights aren't working. And I said, it needs to be lit up at night. And I know if you go with the LEDs, you have a lot of great savings and they work better. And then if the ballasts are bad, you don't have to buy them because LEDs don't need the ballasts, so you can save a lot of money. So anyways, he came back yesterday and he's working on getting our lights outside all fixed. So I said, as much as I'd like you to volunteer, thank you, Handy Mike, for assisting us. And we had a couple other volunteers that came in at different times. And we said, oh, we don't need you now, maybe later the next day. But we were able to finish everything and get it out into the mail last night. And just a superb group of followers of Jesus that as they sat and talked and folded or labeled or put the stamp on, I had to always keep my head down as I was writing, but I could hear all the conversations and throw in a story or two. But isn't it great how God raises up people, whether it's through their volunteer efforts, their prayer efforts, or just their financial support? So literally hundreds of people I got to thank and appreciate, and it's how this radio ministry continues to move forward and function. And so it was great to get all those mailed out on Thursday night, and hopefully those of you that have donated to the ministry of WLUJ, you'll receive your thank you letter in the next few days. And the Great News Radio listeners, they got all theirs probably by now because we finished those at the end of last week. So woohoo, it was great, and I'm ready to go here. I'm back in the Springfield studio. In fact, as I look out the window, 5 blocks from here, there's our state capitol. We're just 5 blocks away from where our Congress meets, our state representatives meet, so we always want to be praying them up, and it's a thriving community. I'm getting to know it better every time I come out here and drive around and meet up with people. And so we just love our studio here in Springfield, 600 West Mason Street. Hopefully in the coming days or the coming years, it'll become more and more of a destination where people will drop off things or stop by and say hi. Or because we have events here and gatherings here, it'll be a place that people look forward to coming to. And we have a grassy area to our, let's see, I guess that's to our west, that I thought we could put up a platform or some kind of staging, maybe a concert or two. And we have a nice parking lot on both sides of the building where people could come. And some of the neighbors, I've worked with them where, oh, yeah, if you have a bigger event, we can park cars here. There's a construction company kind of across the street and an open lot that the owner of that lot says, hey, yeah, if you need to use it, I like on a weekend and such. So great community here. Appreciate the volunteers and the staff. And what I hope to do, maybe as it gets warm, have maybe a food truck or something right out front where people can come and get their coffee or their tacos. Or I got some ideas just to get people to come by here, learn about the station, you know, give them a program guide, give them our Prime Life Times publication. You know, especially the unchurched. Now, what kind of programming, what kind of station is this? Oh, tune in. And then we just pray God creates those divine appointments where they hear his word proclaimed, they hear a testimony. Maybe it's a song their grandmother used to sing that becomes familiar in their mind, and they soften, and suddenly they find themselves enjoying the Bible teaching and the programming. That's always just been my passion. You know, Lord, help us use creative means to get people to tune in, to listen. And then you bring about what only you can do through your spirit, that mystery where you bring hope or conviction or healing. And just thank you, God, for a radio ministry that can go out and touch so many lives. And if you're a listener today, well, I guess if you're tuned in, you're a listener, or you're at least listening, and you're unfamiliar with God's love or his plan and purpose for your life, please keep listening. There's something in store for you. I think God has divine appointments ready all the time. And be attentive to the Bible teaching. Maybe you're unfamiliar with the Bible, or you're unfamiliar with the concept that God loves you. Well, he does. It's a truth. He created you. You didn't just self-create. You didn't just evolve out of men and women coming together and different things happening. God has full intention on bringing life into the world, and you're a part of that. And He's designed you with gifts and abilities and talents. He wants to have a relationship with you. And that's kind of the joy of life, is getting to know him and getting to know him through his word, through other believers, followers of Jesus. And then it really creates this unique life here on earth. And then you have the destiny. You get to spend eternity with him where there's no more suffering or pain or heartache. And you get to be on this journey with him where he's with you day and night. There's no reason to ever feel alone again. Not that there can't be times and not everything works out perfectly and there's still heartache in this fallen world, there's sin, but you have someone you can always go to that understands, is compassionate, is full of mercy, and yet he wants you to live righteously. He wants you to be set apart, to follow him, to know him, to try to minimize and reduce any kind of sinful tendencies in your life. And that's kind of the Christian journey. Oh, anyways, Jason, so I haven't gotten all my sleep, so maybe my stream of consciousness is a little off, but been appreciative being out here on Wednesday and Thursday, and again, today's broadcast originating at our great studios at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois. And it's been fun being able to spend additional time with Tim and Paul and some of the volunteers that came out here. So, and by way of announcement, we got a specific date for our grand opening, open house for our new studio at Marketplace Mall. It's going to be Saturday, March 26th. And it's going to be 1 to 4 p.m. at this point. So we're excited about establishing that date. We'll have prizes and food and giveaways. It'll be a really fun time to come out and see what God has raised up at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So I'm looking forward to that. And the Singing Men are going to be meeting there and having rehearsals. And that's going to begin on Monday night, February 7th, 7 to 9 p.m. So we've established the Singing Men launching into the 2022 season with rehearsals on Monday nights at our, we're calling it the Great News Media Center. Our sign hopefully is going to be installed in a few weeks, hopefully by the end of the month. So you'll see a big Great News Media sign out in front. We're right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. So we'll have our big sign up there lit at night. And so that'll be really fun. And then the grand opening, we figured by delaying it a little into late March, it'll be warmer and it gives us more time to work to get prizes and giveaways and work with some recordings of people in the mall. And so I hope it'll be a fun time. Yeah. All right. Well, I did begin with that passage out of 2 Corinthians because it just talks so much about reaping what we sow and being generous. And God loves a cheerful giver and he's the one that supplies us. And as we proclaim his good news message, I feel like we're worthy of people's generosity because hopefully we're in the center of God's will and we're accomplishing what he wants to accomplish. And so as I signed all those thank yous and am so appreciative that it looks like we will be able to go without share-a-thons into the future if people can continue to be ongoing givers and continue to support our radio ministry. I think that we won't have to preempt programming and have a week dedicated to on-air appealing for funds and such. I just hope that the WLUJ family of stations can model what we've done with through Great News Radio. No share-a-thons, and we don't have business underwriters or anything. We've just 100% supported by the listener. And so I think it's been a really good sign. We balanced our budget and we were able to end 2021, you know, with everything paid for, and the staff has been really pleased. We kind of stepped out in faith. We didn't have a fall share-a-thon, and we thought, Lord, how's the funds going to come in? Well, if we're in the center of your will, it's really your responsibility. And, you know, I don't want to put God on the spot, but hey, God, if we're in the center of your will and we're working really hard, then really, could it be up to you to supply our needs? And that's what we trusted. And because people responded and some gave additional gifts and some said, hey, I'm going to keep giving and I think it's great you're not going to have a share-a-thon. So it all came together. And so all of you that gave in 2021, you'll see a letter very soon, a letter of thanks with a little note. And those of you that appreciate this radio ministry, I'd ask that you continue to give. We just won't have you call in a couple times a year during a fundraiser to say you're going to support us. We're going to just trust that you'll keep supporting us as we're in the center of God's will and you're being fed and you catch our vision to educate, edify, and evangelize. Then please support us. And so we're going to just trust God's going to supply our needs through our listeners. So All right. I guess that's about 16 straight minutes, Jason. So how are you today?
I'm doing good. And I just wanted to talk for just a moment about this passage, because I think that this passage, sometimes we can miss some of what's happening in this passage that's so powerful. And I think that's something that the listener needs to hear today. Now, Paul begins this passage and he says, now concerning the ministering to the saints. Now, what he's talking about is he's saying the saints who are in Jerusalem, kind of the center of ministry where Paul has been sent from. He says, listen, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. Like, ministry takes money. It takes provision. It takes funds. It takes human currency, as you said, you know, people coming in and giving of their time and helping to put together thank you notes and sign thank you notes. That ministry takes financial provision. It takes human provision. It takes all kinds of things for it to work. And Paul writes to the Corinthians and he says here, listen, now, I want you to understand concerning the ministry of the saints, I need you. I need your help. I need your financial provision. I need your human provision. I need you. He says, you're the one who makes it happen. See, ministry, we oftentimes think that ministry is happening because Mark Burns shows up on the scene. The greatest part about the ministry that you do, Mark, is your willingness. But your willingness can only get you so far. But it is the provision of the saints in Springfield and in Decatur and in all those areas around the WLUJ family of stations that makes the ministry possible, that takes your willingness and God multiplies that out into the world to do some pretty amazing things. And Paul says, listen, I want to write to you to make sure that you know that. And Paul actually uses a little bit of sarcasm here, because he says, now it's superfluous for me to write to you about the ministry of the saints. He says, I'm just writing to you to give you a little reminder, but I really don't even need to do that because you have the Holy Spirit and you already know what needs to be done. He says, I'm just writing a little reminder note, but I don't even need to write this reminder note because I already know that you by the Spirit know what needs to happen, because you concerned about the ministry that God is doing in the world, that his word goes out, that his message of grace and the gospel reaches and touches every single person in Springfield and Decatur and all the areas across central Illinois. You already know how important that is. So I just want to send you a little reminder, but I already know that you know that that needs to be done because you're concerned with the things of God. And so Paul says, I just wanted to send you a little reminder. In fact, one of my favorite parts of chapter 9 here is in verse 3 when it says, but I'm sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not prove to be empty in this matter. He says, listen, I'm so sure that you guys are going to provide what is needed, that you guys are a part of the mission of God in the world, that I've already sent the brothers to pick it up. He says, listen, I didn't have to call you first to make sure there was something to pick up. I didn't have to check with you first to make sure that you are actually going to provide what is needed for the mission of God and the ministry of the saints in Jerusalem. I already know that you're doing that, so I've already sent the brothers to you. So sure am I of your faithfulness, is what Paul is saying, that I have already dispatched the brothers to pick up that provision. Because you who are listening right now know how important it is that this message of the gospel and grace goes out into the world. That you who are listening to this radio program right now know how important it is that every life that can be touched by the gospel and this message of grace needs to be touched. And you are already being moved to provide whatever is needed so that the willingness of Mark Burns and the ministry of this radio ministry goes out and touches everybody that it is possible to touch. So sure of this are we in this radio ministry that we've already dispatched the brothers. And this message right now, this is just a reminder to you that God is still at work, that his grace is still reaching out into all the deepest and darkest places, that God has not vacated his place, that he is on the job, that Jesus is not on the cross and the grave is empty, and that we need you. We need you to join us as we change the world through this message of redemption, salvation. It only comes through Jesus Christ. And so this radio program right now, friends, this is just a reminder to you that we are willing and that we need your help.
Wow. Yeah, it's a team effort. Well, you know, work at the Jewel food stores, you know, together we do better, stack them high, watch them fly, you know, you know, all the different things. But this radio ministry really is another aspect of God working in a creative way to reach lives a radio. It can be people driving. It could be people that are incarcerated. It can reach people that are shut-ins. It can reach somebody that has it tuned in and they're a passenger in a car and subtly seeds are being planted. And we have all these great Bible teachers that are dividing God's word. And, you know, whenever God's word is proclaimed or taught, it's a total win-win. Even if it maybe isn't initially understood or taken to heart, it's getting planted in there. And the worshipful songs that lead you into thinking godly things or pondering spiritual things and all the devotional thoughts. I mean, the ministry, it feeds me each and every day, and I have to trust that there are people that we don't even know that are tuning in. They say that the percentage of people on your mailing list, then you can maybe times that by 10 because there's so many people that have never written in or contacted you. And so there's just people all the time. With our 19 frequencies, we're covering most all of Central Illinois and then also West Central Indiana. And then with the streaming, you know, people in the world, we had a guy that contacted us from Finland a week or two back. And so you don't know through the streaming audio the impact, the worldwide impact. So it's no longer just Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. It can be the world. And that's a growing listenership. Our streaming audio, there's more and more people logging on, or our archive programs. You know, Mark and friends, if you stop by WLUJ.org or GreatNewsRadio.org, there's 10 years worth of our broadcast, Jason. So you can get
well,
your
Jesus
fill.
Did say it is finished. Get it?
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, I know. We've just got about a few seconds here, so SR News doesn't wait. But
you didn't even get it.
I heard your alarm, so I knew.
No, you didn't get my joke.
Oh.
Because you said all the way from Finland, and that's why I said Jesus said it is finished.
Oh, well, see, when you said it is finished, I heard your alarm timer go off.
Yeah,
I thought you were trying to encourage me to...
No, hey, I was trying to make a Finland
joke. Oh, I thought it was finish up. You know?
No, I was trying to be like it is finished, like finish people.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bad joke. It's all right.
Okay. Well, I guess I should mention, if you're encouraged or blessed by this radio ministry, you can write to us at WLUJ 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 627-02, or Great News Radio. And everything is under Great News Media, but Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And together we do better. I think that was another Jewel saying. And we just count it a privilege to serve you through our broadcast. Thank you, Pastor Jason Schiffel, for your dedication to God and the ministry of your church, the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, and just the different ways you serve our radio ministry, serve our listeners, and serve people at large, being that free agent for Jesus, looking for opportunities to serve him in a variety of ways. And thank you all the volunteers that came out the last few days and continue to help serve this radio ministry. We couldn't do it without you. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and be in church on Sunday.